Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, do you have an outstanding balance with Tax Administration Jamaica? TAJ is moving to intensify enforcement actions against delinquent taxpayers to recover outstanding sums. If you're facing difficulties honoring your tax obligations, visit a tax office and speak with a compliance officer to make an arrangement to pay to avoid enforcement action. You may also create a payment plan online using the Revenue Administration Information System RAIS on the TAJ website, jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we highlight the roles and responsibilities of councillors in the local governance. Local government elections are set for November 28. At this time, Jamaicans will choose political representatives for their divisions. These representatives are known as councillors. They are first selected by political parties or independents to run for the position of councillor. Once the electorate chooses that person, the title of councillor for a particular division is given. Jamaica has 228 divisions, each represented by one councillor within the 14 parishes and 63 constituencies represented by members of parliament. Divisions are determined, drawn up, and managed by the Electoral Commission of Jamaica. Director of Corporate Communication in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Oliver Fagan, says the councillor is responsible for the various affairs within the specific division.
The developmental matters, the councillor has a responsibility to monitor, to see that things such as the garbage is collected and to make representation if it isn't, or maybe there is need for a minor water supply system in his or her division. The council would be responsible for making representations in that regard if there are brand new initiatives that the councillor may conceive of. He or she may, with the support of council, make representations either to state agencies or through council to state agencies, working in tandem also with the member of parliament within which his or her division falls.
The council or parish council, also referred to as municipal corporation, is the body responsible for the maintenance of public order at the local level. Mr. Fagan says councillors also liaise with the ministry in reporting to the Minister of Local Government and Community Development.
The reporting relationships are clearly defined in the three strategic laws, and in particular, the Local Governance Act and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Act. And so it is very clear that the local authorities report to the minister and have particular reporting duties to the minister. Financial reporting, among other things. Under both acts, the local authorities have responsibilities to the constituents in the divisions that each councillor is supposed to serve in terms of reporting to them things that are to be done in an upcoming year. Are there projects or plans that are upcoming? These are things that have to be reported to the constituents at least once per year.
Director of Corporate Communication in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Oliver Fagan. He says essentially there is a clear legislative framework within which councillors are slated to operate and adhere to. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
Ananda didn't go missing on September 17, 2008. It's really hard on us to know that Ananda didn't go missing.
They say we are the future and they're killing us.
Join the Child Development Agency on World Day for Prevention of Child Abuse, Saturday, November 19 at the Emancipation Park from 5 to 9 p.m. Come and let us join hands as we work together to build a Jamaica safe for our children.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.